Monty Tips has developed quite a local following in the area, and Tips will be serving as MC and will play some tunes with his band Main Street for the 3rd Annual Musical and Comedy Review coming up Friday evening to benefit the DARE program. I talk with Tips Monday morning.
We look forward to every year to being a part of the Hopkins County Music and Comedy Review. This thing's gone back as far as when Elena Tatum had kind of started this thing up, and then there was a little break there. We didn't have it for quite some time, but when Kelly took over the DARE program, he called us up and asked us if we'd be a part of it again, and we're honored to do that. I'm going to be pulling double duty this time, being the MC of the show as well as playing in the band and maybe even doing a little singing, but we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. I've seen you in past years on the show, and your daughter Abby was a part of this. Is she still involved?
Yes, sir. She's gonna have a couple of roles also in the show. She's gonna do some singing, and she's volunteered to help out in a couple other areas also. But yes, Abby will be on the show, and pretty much the same cast that we've had, plus or minus a few. Brad Cummings is going to be back on the show singing. Tisha George will be back on there. Dale Cummings will be on there. And, of course, there will be some appearances by Cousin Cedric. That's always fun. And,
yeah.
And but, of course, our headliner this year is going to be Stephen Pride.
Yeah. What do you know about him? Have you met him?
I have met Stephen. I'd done some shows over in Arlington at what was formerly known as Johnny High's Country Music Review, and met Stephen. It's called Arlington Live now, but I met Stephen over there, and of course, if his name sounds familiar to you, it's because he's the brother of Charlie Pride.
Mm-hmm.
He's been out on tour, touring Ireland and Canada with Charlie, but he lives in Garland, and I met him over at Arlington, and he agreed to come over and be a part of this show, and he's even come out here and practiced with us one time, and he's just a really neat guy and a fun guy to be around.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be quite a deal. Sounds like be some food involved and all kinds of entertainment.
That's the only reason I agreed to show up, because there was food involved. No, there's yes, there's going to be barbecue. I believe Big Smith is handling the barbecue.
Big Smith's going to prepare the meat for us.
Okay. Yeah, it's a barbecue, and Kelly can probably tell you more about the logistics of all that. I'm kind of handling the show part of it, and there's going to be auctions, and like I say, Kelly knows all about how that's going to go down.
Yeah. I mean, no problem getting these entertainers. You know, they're kind of really, they're involved in this program. Apparently, they're all seem like always available.
They are, and you know, with those four or five, you know, and you try to put together a show like that, and it never fails. There's so many people in this area. Hopkins County is just rich with talented people. And of course, there's always going to be someone that you fail to ask, or someone that you're not able to ask, because you can't have everybody on there. So it's something you have to be cautious about. But there's just so many people in this community that are really good talented singers and musicians. And so I just pulled out a few of my favorites, I guess, and that's kind of how we did this.
You were raised, I believe, in Miller Grove.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
And well, that's one of the schools that benefits from the DARE program, where Kelly goes in there and teaches these kids some good values.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm very grateful for the DARE program and for what it's doing. And we've seen some results. You know, as far back as when the DARE program even got started here in Hopkins County, I still talk to kids who have talked about what a positive influence that DARE or their DARE officer has been to them.
KSST News.